First of all, welcome John O'Brien, the founder of PoolRex. According to the Learn to Swim Week, starting from the 23rd of September to the 2nd of October, what message you would like to send to Australian parents about water safety?
The Royal Lifesaving Annual Drowning Report came out yesterday, and over the last 8 years, we've been able to reduce the amount of toddlers, children under five, drowning in baths and swimming pools and waterways, but last year it increased. It increased from 22 to 29 children under five drowned in backyard pools or in baths. So I really want to bring that to people's attention, and we do research every year at PoolWorks to try and help this process and reduce it. And we found out that one in three parents with children under five are not taking their children to swimming lessons. And what's even more surprising is that one in four parents admit they've experienced a near-drowning event, either with their children or with relatives or whatever. And, of course, in this big country of ours, Australia, we're all surrounded by water, and whether it's us or whether it's our children, we have a swimming culture. So, yeah, that's some pretty scary statistics there.
According to what we were just present, what are the real reasons behind why parents don't take their kids under five or their children or any Australian to attend swimming lessons? Yeah. Is it because of too expensive, because they cannot access to the swimming program, or because lacking the supports or subsidies from Australian government?
Yeah, look, a really good point you raise. When we ask parents that question, you know, why aren't you having your children taught swimming under five, that was one of the answers, that it's too expensive. Now, it only costs about $11 to $20 to have one swimming lesson, but the message I would really like to get out to parents, and what also surprised us, is that many of them said, well, we either have to have them taught ballet or music courses or football, and we just can't pay for them all, so we cut out swimming. Now, the message we would like to get out there is that swimming shouldn't be in the mix with those things. Swimming saves lives. Being taught how to swim saves lives. So get your child taught how to swim first, and then consider all the other activities.
Do you think that Australian government should jump in to help, especially Health Minister Greg Hunt have said that we need to pay more attention to raising awareness about swimming, or either where to swim, or be vigilant and look after each other in regard to water safety? Should the government jump in and provide free swimming lessons for every Australian?
Look, you know, it's not for me to win the political debate. At the moment, you know, we need to deal with what we have in front of us. In times past, most Australian kids did get taught swimming lessons at school. Most of that's gone away, albeit the Victorian government reintroduced free swimming lessons over the past year. So, you know, it could well be a state government or a state and federal government thing. But in the meantime, you know, I think for all of us parents with children, you know, we probably need to take it on now. It's spring, summer's almost here. Kids want to jump in the pool. And, you know, one of the other things we think about that is the research said that a lot of parents thought that under five was too young to get taught swimming. Now, we partner with this famous Australian Olympic swim coach, Laurie Lawrence, and his Kids Alive program. And Laurie will tell you that infants as young as 4 to 6 months can be taught basic, not swimming, but basic water safety skills, how to turn on their back and how to get to the side of the pool. So never too young.
What is the safest message to people, to parents, to Australians? In regard to water safety?
Look, the safest method, you know, well, we're a very proactive approach, so, you know, we believe teaching people swimming or water safety skills is number one. Number two is vigilance. So at this time of the year, we start to get family get-togethers around the pool. and people can be distracted and not see a toddler fall in. So if you're going to have a family event, appoint somebody to be the watcher, to be the vigilant person. Just like you appoint a designated driver if you're going out drinking, appoint a designated watcher if you're having a party around the pool.
People tend to think that's only young people who are tend to drown, but most of the people who drown are kids under 5 or senior Australian over 70 years old because of the medication. So in this term, people still misunderstand about water safety. So what should people do?
Yeah, look, it's a good point you raise. I mean, we focus on children under 5, and you know, we've organised for free swim lessons around the country from swim schools, but the Royal Lifesaving Report will show you there's some very other worrying groups within society. Teenage boys youths aged kind of 15 through 23 are a high-risk group because you know, often there's some drinking involved or there's some skylarking involved, and they might go swimming at night. So that's a high-risk group. Another high-risk group is country areas in dams or riverways. So people go camping and you jump into a river and there might be a submerged log. And also for SBS listeners, one of the increasing drowning areas, and particularly beaches swimming outside the flags, is actually in newer migrant groups to Australia, and particularly migrant groups that come from not a tradition of swimming or swimming culture. And that's actually an increasing area of drowning. So really encourage those groups to think about getting their children taught swimming lessons.
Yes, so these group are from European and also Asian countries. They are international tourists, so they should...
Yes.
Do you think that education about water safety has done enough to let people know about water safety in Australia, because they have other priority instead of water safety?
Look, I think there is a lot done in Australia to make people aware. You know, we have the fantastic Royal Lifesaving Service that offer voluntary time up and down the coast, in some cases all year round. You know, the flags, the instructions you get at the beach. You know, there's information readily available to anyone that's going swimming. I think people need to take their own safety into their own hands and make sure they read the signs, make sure they respect the lifesavers, make sure they look after their children and they're vigilant. There is only so much we can rely on government or other parties to do. I think there's plenty of information available. We just need to make sure we source it. Look, if I could just add too, if people are interested in free swimming lessons, just pop onto our website, learntoswimweek.com. That's with a numeral two, learntoswimweek.com, and you'll be able to find where your local swim school is offering free swimming lessons between September 23 and October 2.
Thank you very much for your time, John O'Brien from Pool Rex.
Thank you very much.